This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kalim Perek Yud Aleph Mishneh Gimel. So we learned the din of Tum Yishonah, which means that anything that was made from Kalim Shenishberu, they were Goyzer. We explained two reasons with Nafkaminas why they were Goyzer. L'chair, once it's broken, Shviros Azui Taro. So they were Goyzer. That being said, there are parts of Kalim, there are pieces, types of pieces of metal, that if somebody makes Kalim from them, there is no Gzeira to consider those Kalim Tmein. Hoise Kalim in Oyeshes, somebody makes a Kli from a piece of metal that has no shape. Umina Charora, we're talking about things that were never in a shape, that were never in a way that were, they were Mekabel Tumah. So now there's nothing here to be mitame when you make kalim. If you're making kalim from something, from pieces of metal that very likely came from shiver kalim, or let's say they came from shiver kalim, and very likely those shiver kalim were remnants of a kli that was a tomei and was nishba, so then you'd be geizer, chazal were geizer. We'll have a mission later on where they were geizer tuma even b'mokim that you don't know for sure that they come from a kli. If they're shiver kalim, we're geizer. That mistama they come from shivrei kelim shenitmu, and we're goyzer tum yishon, and we're machmi even when we don't know for sure that there was a tum yishon. But over here, if it certainly was never royal kabel tum. Menaseivish or galgal, you have a piece of metal that goes around a wheel. They didn't have rubber in those days. So you have the frame of the wheel, which was wood. That's what made it travel, and you have the piece of metal that goes around with it. Uminatasin, these are strips of metal. The wagon wheels, the piece of metal is not mekabel tumah because it's a toffel to the wheel itself, which is wood, so it's not mekabel tumah. Uminatzipuyin, this is a chiddush. If a person has a thin layer of metal on a kli etz or a kli even, even though the metal is put on and it's sort of a kli, it's toffel to the kli itself, it's not mekabel tumah. It doesn't have a din of a kli mateches. Mikane kelim, the kan of a kli is the base on that sits. Picture a becher sitting on a base. Meogne kelim, these are rings of metal that go around the edge of a kli. Ogne would sound like the word for an anchor, which means it's like something that holds the kli in its place by forming a strip around it. The gears of the rav is hoigne kelim. That's the same meaning. Meozne kelim, these are handles, similar to the concept of an ear. You could grab on somebody's ear, it's like the handle to his head. So these are handles that are on the kli. We'll have to discuss that. Why doesn't that have a shame kli? Minashcholas, these are pieces of metal that are extra pieces. When a person making a kli, there are pieces left over, small pieces. Uminagrudois, these are little slivers of metal that when they smooth the kli down, the metal kli, there are shards of metal lying around. All of these tohoirin, if you make a kli out of all these scraps, you don't have to be cheshit that it comes from a kli tameh, because they certainly were not coming from something that was royal kabel tumah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Yomer af min haketzutzos. If he made a kli from shivrei kelim, but not a shivrei kli, like the regular, it broke, it got worn out, like we'll see in a second. Made a mamish from something that was cut. They took a kli and they sliced into little pieces. But here I got it, even if theoretically it was tummy, they were not the guys in tummy shun. It's not the regular case. What is the case? If Yechim Minui says, either Meshivre Kelim, something broke, Mina Grutim got worn out. So these are the regular cases where you be the geyser that you don't say Shviroso Zui Taroso if it gets refurbished, remade. If we have pegs, nails that for sure were made from old kelim, then we're geizer tuma. However, mina masmeros, from stam masmeros that we don't know if it was made previously in it into kelim. Beshamay mitam, beshamay also we're geizer on that also, because you're going to come to be mitar masmeros shenasu mikelim. Besil mitar. Beisil holds we're not goyzer tumah on these type of kelim. Beishamay holds we're goyzer even though you don't know, you know for sure that it wasn't made from a kli tumah, because it's very old for masmeros to have come from kelim tamei. The other cases are not all. If they're just pieces, they weren't. They're not remnants, shavings of kelim tamei. So maybe we're not gozer on them. Dafka by masmeros, even on that, it's a little old. We're not gozer. Now we had a few cases before that. There's what to be moira. The Rash, the Rosh, the Rav explained that the Nidin of Eshes, Meozne Kalim, etc., all these are things that were never royal Kabbal Tumas. There's no Mokum Begazim because they weren't Tomei. Frecht, the Rosh, Ozne Kalim is a handle of a Kli. A Yad is Mekabbal Tumas. A Yad of anything that's Tomei is Moitzu Machmas Tumas. We've had this in numerous times. See, he says, since Tumi Yishon is Dirabonon, they weren't guys except on the Gufakli, not on the thing, doesn't have the Chalei Shem Gufakli, only has the Shem Yodasakli. Okay, Tzavor. The stipler in Simen Ayin has an Arichus, and he says that this type of raid is totally in what the Gedder Tumi Zedayim is. We've mentioned this B'Ktzor, we're going to have a whole Mesechta called Yodayim. It's Geboit on Sugis Barichus in Perik Ha'er V'Aroid V'Kulim. But the famous Velt Chakiri, how the Din of Yodas works like this. Similarly, you have the concept of Yodas by Nidar Mosa. There is a similarity. So over here, by Tum V'Tayra, the Chakiri goes like this. Are Yodas Tmeim, the Pshat, the Gzeres HaKosov, is that has a Shem Kli? Or it doesn't have a Shem Kli, it's Moitzi U'machnes to the Etzema Kli. So if it's Moitzi U'machnes, but not the Etzema Kli, so they weren't guys of the Din of Tum Yishom. But if it's Mamash Kli, why not? Now the stipler is getting this chakira from Perek Ha'or V'Aroitiv Dikareid. We have this type of chakira by Yodos Latami Oichlin. You have the what's Kiviyochel, the handle of a fruit, and it's Moitzi U'machnes Tumo. Is that because that's the Gufa Oichel, even though it's not Royal Achilik Shalatzmoy? Or no, it's just Moitzi U'machnes. Problem is that in Sefer Chazon Yecheskel, Chatzko Abramsky has a kuntris on these types of yonim, and he says over there that Yodis of Kalim is for sure like the Gufakli. He says a pashteraya because the halach is when you're toiveling a kli, you can't toivel it up to the handle. You have to toivel the whole thing with the handle. People sometimes have the shadow like Gabi Tfilas came with electronic, like with the electric part is the handle. Could you toivel until that part? That part's not that Tzema Kli. And the answer is yes. If it's attached to the kli, that is the kli. It's only a yad, but lamaisi you have to toivel the whole thing. So now that's a raya that Yodis of Kelim was certainly the gufa kli. By Yodis of Oichlin, it's not right. Like, oh, they have the chakira with rayas hin and tzurik from different sugyas, but not by Yodis of Kelim. The stipler has his own way of understanding why you have to be toivel the whole thing. It's a din lamaisi tvila. It's not a din in the kli. Mishnah Dalet. Barzal Tomei, Shebeloloi and Barzal Tor. We learned that if you break apart a kli mateches, and you build the pieces, the shvarim, even though they're Torah, if you put them back together again, so the halach is they become tomei again, din derabonon. What happens if you take barzel, you put back together a kli, you take pieces from something that's tomei, together with pieces from something that was Torah. You see now the new creation, the new kli, as a composite of pieces of a tomei, or pieces of a Torah? Does it return to its state of tomei and derabonon or not? So Mishnah says, what you would go basa b'chol ha'teri kulo. Im roiv min ha'tomei, they were geyser. Vim roiv min ha'tor, if roiv it is tohor, tohor. Achroinim ha'mayrich, and they say the pashtus this means, it's like bittul b'roiv. A taruvus is hukfal afi roiv, they can't be the pshat. Because pieces of metal are min b'minoid, they're both the same pieces of metal, it happens to be one's tomei, one's tohor. But if it's min b'minoid, there's a mandomer of Yehuda that holds that the taruvus of min b'minoid Loi Batli.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.